Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Follow us on social media. Everything's under Keith and the Girl. In fact, when I get new dad emails, if it's going to be a bit till we do another show, I post it right there. And honestly, seeing the grammar is half the fun. Right?
Yeah.
All right, let's get right to it. Today's guest.
I think at this point, everybody could read your dad's emails in your dad voice.
Oh, yeah, they really can.
Yeah.
I've been told that. Today's guest has been featured in the Huffington Post, New York Daily News, performed at the Brooklyn Comedy Festival, all over the city, Roastmasters at the Stand. I want to talk about that. Ronnie Fleming. How you doing, Ronnie?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm all right. Let me ask you about, I love asking comedians about the roast.
Sure.
When you and another comedian, of course, pick on each other on stage. It's one-on-one, right?
Right.
It's
the best. Yeah.
Do you ever leave there butthurt?
I leave there learning something about myself that I didn't want to know beforehand.
Oh, what a Buddhist version of a roast.
But no.
What'd you learn?
Wow, I look like Sloth from the Goonies. I was like, oh, shit. All right. Well, that's one more thing I got to think about.
Do you ever leave a roast battle and being like, it wasn't that important? Like, what did I get to do? Make fun of somebody?
Oh, totally. Absolutely. All this time and energy. And then at the very end, it's like, maybe I fucked up a friendship or something. Right. Whatever. Before the glory, you know?
You know what I would do?
What's that?
If I was on one of these roast masters, I would hire a 42nd Street caricature artist.
Oh, my.
Just draw the guy I'm against. And then he shows the audience, and I take a bow.
That's great.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems like a lot of heartbreak. I don't know if it's worth it.
Was there any other thing that you can remember that you, quote, learned?
Let me think.
Is just sad, right?
Lots of things just to add on to my thing I talked about with my therapist, but just lots of, like, a lot of bald things. So just, like, I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but I guess, you know, it's the only thing that people can talk about.
Not having hair or shaving your head, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They didn't say anything about your eyes?
Oh, my God!
Lucas Connolly, you know him, right? You know Lucas. He was on the show, and he was talking about being on the road with you.
That's right.
And you're in a hotel room. This is the guy, Ronnie, that he was talking about. And do me a favor and remind me, but he was telling this story about, he said, hey, I'm doing Tinder on the road. What do you think? I have this chick come over. And he's like, yeah, I guess so. And then he goes, wait a minute. That's a horrible idea. We're sharing a hotel room. But then you do it anyway?
Well, okay. I mean, Lucas is a great storyteller, but he misses out certain things that are very vital, important.
He begged you to do it.
He was like, first, he was like, you got to do it. Right. And then he was like, listen, he gave me two options. He's like, one, you can come back here. I'll go to the Waffle House. And then two, or you can get your own place. So okay. I was like, I texted him on the way back. I'm like, hey, Waffle House.
Right.
But he was just like, he was asleep.
He was already asleep in the room.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
So, and you're a comedian. You're not going to spend all the money you're making
exactly.
on another room.
Thank you, Keith.
So you bring her into the room anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Fuck her in the bathroom.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Make love in the bathroom.
Make love. Yeah.
Okay.
What was her reaction to you having a roommate in the room?
Surprisingly, not nonplussed. It was just sort of like, all right, I guess this is just the way it is.
Oh, the bar is so high for men.
Did you do it?
What can we say?
Right, standing up over the sink, sitting on the toilet.
It was like a lot of very awkward shower things with, like, me kind of squatting down and her kind of up on the thing. You know what I mean?
The shower ledge.
The ledge,
on the bottom.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, you're not actually in the shower, though.
I was in the shower.
Was she?
She was partly in the shower and then partly out of the shower.
That's what they say about the shower, right? One person enjoys it.
Was there water running, or you're just using the location?
The water was...
Are you coughing between strokes so Lucas doesn't hear it?
Oh, my God. I had the sink running, so hopefully I couldn't hear it. You know.
But the kicker is, you bring her into the bed with you.
Yes.
So you're both obviously in the same room, separate beds. She's in your bed.
Yeah.
And then Lucas is he exaggerating? He goes, and then I'm hearing things like, what's your name?
Yeah, it was like, so do you have any siblings? Like that kind of like first date stuff. So it was, you know, it was just a lot of like get to know you things that were happening. And I begged, I had like a real out of body experience because I was like, as soon as this is all happening, I'm like, this is a terrible idea. But she, I don't know, it was just like, I guess I'm doing this right now. But
did you want her to leave and she wasn't going to, and you didn't know how to say, hey, this is a Tinder hookup? We started in the bathroom. It doesn't end up in the bed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And she goes, okay.
I'm a people pleaser, you know? So I just wanted to, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like you really pleased her.
And she goes, yeah, okay.
Such a knight in shining armor.
I'll leave as I'm sliding into your bed. So you must have done a good job. Kind of joking, but you must have done well, right?
I think I did okay. Yeah.
I mean, she wanted to stay.
I think sometimes, well, love you, Ronnie. Nice to meet you. But sometimes it's like, well, I can get also this other thing out of this.
I might as well get a night's rest.
Sure.
Like a night's rest. And also, you know, it's very hard to leave after you come, which I assume, Ronnie, you made her come.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Let's just assume.
Every time, yeah.
But I don't know. I know that it's like a big thing. Like it's always in movies where it's like guys just come and then they start putting on their clothes and whatever. Right. Why don't you want to crash? It's so nice. You just had sex. Good night.
But if it wasn't good sex, I would assume she'd want to run.
Well, hate to quote Louis C.K., but he had this joke that struck with me very well.
Eat a bag of dicks.
If you, like, guys are always like, oh, she wants to cuddle. He's like, if you fuck the shit out of her, she'd be sleeping and not up your ass about anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Ronnie?
Yeah, I mean, look, it wasn't the greatest experience. It was very hard to have a great experience considering the, you know, Econolodge bathroom. So it was a matter of like, yeah, I think she also wanted maybe like to have like intimacy and get to know each other, that kind of thing. But
and also maybe not to feel bad about like having weird sex in the shower.
But she knows you're traveling through, right? She knows not a second date necessarily.
Right, yeah.
Colby is listening live on YouTube. This is a very endearing story.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Colby.
Now, does Lucas start fucking with her? Like, is everybody up the next morning? He's going, how's it going? Where are you from?
Oh, she was gone before Lucas woke up.
Okay.
Thank God. But it was like, but we didn't sleep. It was just like, it was a lot of like talking and she was tossing and turning a lot. It was on like the plastic bed. So it was just like making a lot of noise. It was a wild night, you know?
But how was the sex? Because I'm not kidding. That sounds like it could be a lot of fun.
What's that?
You know, finding weird positions in the bathroom and kind of sneaking a little bit and hoping nobody hears and the whole like, this is a quick hookup.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the greatest sexual experience in my life, but it was fine, I guess.
Oh boy! Oh boy!
Not worth me telling you my siblings' names.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it was fine, I guess.
You know. What are your siblings' names?
Julie, if you're out there.
I follow Ronnie on Twitter, of course, at Ron_Flem, F-L-E-M. Last night, I had diarrhea in a stall next to two other guys having diarrhea, the IHOP on 14th Street. We entered the bathrooms as strangers, but we left as brothers.
That's right. Yep. A lot of strange ways you connect with people, but it was a vulnerable experience for all of us, and I think we lived better for it.
Did you check their Twitters, and they all just either retweeted you or had the same tweet? Right.
You can't really know a grandparent, he writes, unless you get blackout wasted with them.
Ooh, that's right, yeah. Yes, please.
What grandparent was this?
Well, this was actually with my mother, but I did find out some stuff about my grandparents that I didn't know otherwise.
Now, you got drunk with your mom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that normal, or were you like, holy shit, I'm getting drunk with my mom?
Holy shit, I'm getting drunk with my mom,
ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, that's a fun feeling.
Oh, yeah.
And then do you say, hey, I'm going to take advantage, I'm going to learn about a thing or two that she hasn't been answering?
Oh, she volunteered the information. I was just like, whoa, grandpa did what? So it was fun.
Like what, like affairs or what?
Like possible murder, I don't know. It was wild. It was a crazy one.
You know what, my parents do that sober. They're just like, well, you know your uncle so-and-so and his... weird shady dealings with, and I just hold my breath. Like, I swear to God, if they realize that they're talking to me about thing that they think they probably, like, I should just know this or whatever, it's common knowledge behind the scenes, and I'm like, can I ask a question? The answer is always no.
Right.
But then I'm like, I guess Uncle So-and-so might have done something that he got away with.
Yeah.
What would my dad be like drunk? Just more boisterous or?
Oh.
Or more righteous?
He'd like, instead of saying words like cannot, he'd be like, I can't even.
He'd use contractions. It wouldn't be so formal.
I think that I think he'd be silly and he'd start telling truths like,
right.
You came, but I wasn't ready for you.
I was never a fucking priest.
Yeah, exactly. You're my favorite, but to be honest, you all suck. Anyway.
Right. Favorite of what? Bunch of shit pigs.
This is a good feeling, and I totally understand why I passed this dream to you.
Did you ever try to get your mom drunk again? Like, you had another story or two you wanted details on?
I mean, my mom, I never try to get my mom drunk. She'll just, any family
for
function.
For the record, your honor.
Right.
No, she would just do it. I mean, but it usually, for her to like tell me something, it'll be one-on-one or something, like late at night, but otherwise she'll just be like drunk at a party, and then she'll just be like, you're not happy, are you? You know, just like that, you know.
Oh, shit.
It's like, all right, thanks, Mom. Love seeing you, too.
Well, are you happy?
I mean, no, she's right, but, you know.
Ronnie tweeted, ever see a picture of yourself and think, nah, that can't be right.
That was like right after the roast, I think.
You're a handsome guy. You know who you look like?
Who's that?
Like Keith.
You look like Mayhem from the TV commercials.
Watch
out for Mayhem like me.
I could see that.
That's great. That's a great compliment. I'll take that.
But after he was hit by a car and jumped off a roof. And
of course. You know, there's got to be something. Some asterisk there.
Ronnie tweeted out, I live at a doggy daycare center. Gonna watch 101 Dalmatians the way scientists watch space movies for inaccuracies. You literally live in a daycare.
I do, yes.
Now, to be clear, not in one of those little kennels. You have a bed and all your stuff is
in. I got a bed, a bathroom, a little bowl I drink water out of, you know.
How are you separated from the actual room where the dogs stay?
Yes, but we separate the dogs throughout the house anyway. So sometimes there's like three floors. There's like a basement, there's a regular room, and there's a second floor. So not all the dogs get along. So a lot of times they will be in my room just hanging out. So I've got, okay. Yeah.
So like if I came over, surprise visit, I want to check on my dog.
Sure.
You'd try to play it cool, but could the dog be in your bedroom?
I think that's kind of like, it would be better if it was my bedroom, you know, because it's just like, hey, we're just hanging out. It's just like regular. My bedroom is like a.
By the way, I don't know why I wouldn't want my dog in your bedroom. It wouldn't be better.
No, I understand that, but I mean, there's like a bedroom living. Like I have a living room. It's like a big room, so right. It's just like there's a couch there, and there's like a dining room. You know, it looks like a regular.
Is there a bed?
There's a bed. Yeah.
Okay. I have to ask.
Sure. No, I sleep in a bed.
Is it a doggy bed?
It's
it's a car.
You know, it's a full. It's a queen.
Are you able to bring women over?
Yeah, it's not a good scene though. I mean, it's like because I'm.
Don't you have a shower?
I have a shower. It's the only way I can come. But no, it's like they come over, but it is like in the back of my head, I'm like, there are dogs here, and you know, I'm always like a little on edge, you know.
I remember Keith saying that he was going to go on a date with this woman, but then she like sighed about something and he called it off. But you live in a doggy daycare and you're talking about multiple women coming to visit you. It's good to be female.
Listen, I explained this is what it is. You know, I don't know.
You do warn ahead of time, right? Like, hey, fun story about my place.
Yeah, exactly.
Dogs are everywhere. Are you a dog or a cat person? They say dog person. You go, perfect.
Exactly.
This is great news because there's 50 in my house. And I don't know all their names.
I don't. I wish it was like Matt Damon in that movie, like Ricky Bobby. I can't do it. I forget all the names.
That was impressive, right?
Yeah, it was great.
Yes, I know what movie you're talking about. Wait.
Good Will Hunting. Oh, sorry.
Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, yeah, you guys know somebody wrote that and you memorized it.
So talented.
Mr. Ripley.
You're just naming movies now?
No, it was the same guy.
Yeah, no, I followed. Here's another tweet from...
I was so proud of that.
I know. Here's another tweet from Ronnie. The hardest part about your parents divorcing... At what age did they divorce, by the way?
25.
And how many years has it been? Or how old are you?
I'm 31.
Okay. The hardest part about your parents divorcing as an adult is convincing your girlfriend that that's the reason you can't get erect. I don't know if I understand it completely, but I like it.
I don't think I understand it completely either, but it was like, these words feel good together.
It's poetry. Did they remarry? Separately?
They did, yeah, separately.
Okay.
Different people.
What's that like when, like, my parents shouldn't be together?
Sure.
And they've stayed together. So I'm not able to understand why it's traumatic necessarily for a kid to have their parents divorce, other than you're feeling self-conscious about, like, friends are going to judge you. What happens when you're 25 and they're divorced? Does it matter?
It matters because, you know, my parents shouldn't have been together. That was totally cool, but it was just the way it kind of went down was like super weird. It was like, so my dad had an affair, and then my mom, like they knew the lady, right? They actually knew the couple, and then throughout the divorce.
Lady. Yeah.
But has that neighbors or what?
They were like, I think my dad were, I think they were like, they worked together.
Okay.
Like dispatch and cop or whatever. So.
He was the cop, she was the dispatcher.
That was like the role play. Yeah, yeah. Right. So then,
you know what? She'd be dispatched. She's like, I have a 1040 on 35th Street. Be careful.
I think it's just like late at night, just be like, yeah, this job sucked. I don't know.
But how did your mom find out?
She found out, I think, through like text messages. Like
she checked.
She checked, yeah.
That super sucks. Because if he was like, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
But she must have known.
Yeah.
And why do you know all of this?
She drank.
She told me about it. No, she told me. So I knew everything. I found out like all the gory details. And then eventually my mom, she started seeing that woman's husband.
Oh.
As sort of like this like revenge thing, you know?
It was
sort of
deliberately.
Like, I think it was deliberately. I can't understand. Like, oh, we have the same thing. So right. it was sort of like this weird competitive thing that they had going on.
How do you know what your mom's intentions with that dude were? You could just feel it?
It's just I just inferred it. But, you know, I don't know.
Good for her. Don't you think, Keith?
It's a weird coincidence. So, yeah, it had to be deliberate. Good for her? No, it's very unhealthy for both people.
I get it. But I feel like if they had a fling and were like, okay, now our minds are better and maybe we should stop fucking. But, like...
Did it work out that way?
I think that was part of it. Yeah, definitely.
But, I mean, did they seem pleased and then went on with their lives?
I think, no, it's probably a terrible idea. I mean, who doesn't, you know?
And then, shook hands and go, that's what we needed.
Right. Well, then my dad, he actually fist fought that guy on the street in front of his kids.
Oh, no. Why?
I think it was like a moving out situation.
Obviously in front of the other guy's kids.
Yeah. They got involved and my dad, well, he won't. He's like, he's good at fighting. So he's like, he won.
Right. Your dad's a cop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they know the chokeholds I'm reading, right?
Really good at them. Yeah.
Shit.
Where was he a cop in Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So who told you all the stories?
Oh, my mom.
Your mom?
Yeah.
And so now, do you feel like you took your mom's side for a little while because that's fucked up?
I did. Yes. But I don't know. I still like my dad, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was like.
Like at the end of the day, you don't give a fuck because it's not you?
At the end of the day, it's like the only thing, it's just uncomfortable whenever I go home. So I'm like, oh, hey, what's up, you know, new mom, and then... Mm.
Did they talk, your parents?
They talk. No, they don't talk.
Okay.
Why talk?
They talk at, like, my sister's wedding. They'll be like, eh, yeah, you know. Mm.
Was that awkward?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very nerve-wracking.
What happened?
Well, I actually roasted my sister at her wedding.
Okay.
Did she ask?
She did ask. Okay. I don't know why. It was a terrible idea. I'm like, you know what this is like, right?
Yeah. I do it for a living, right?
Yeah. So luckily, I had a friend of mine that she and I went together. So I was like, I got somebody with me for how awkward this is going to be. And it was fine. I think at some points, like my dad kind of like stared down like the new boyfriend. It was like weird.
That's
just like,
balls.
Dad, what are you doing, man? It is balls.
Yeah.
It's like this old school thing, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like I kind of respect it, but also it's like foolish.
And you know, he's like, are you going to respect my daughter? You know, not the way I disrespected her mother. But
of course. Yeah.
I still know what's right.
Yeah, do what I say, not what I do.
Right.
By the way, if you're saying that, you're fucked up.
Right. Do you talk to him separately, though?
My father?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talk about like football and stuff.
Okay. Now, when they start dating other people and you know that it's serious, are you judgmental? Do you care? Are you like, hey, I don't like this person, but what do I know? Or it's not my place?
It's never my place. So it's like, I don't care as long as you are treated well, I guess. But it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, I don't think I would like any guy in their, you don't know, 50s or that, like that what my mom would like, you know?
Mm. You don't think so?
No.
Huh.
Definitely not.
Why not?
These are like, I don't know, very hunting. They're just like very conservative dudes, you know?
Mm. Why? What's your mom like?
Very conservative.
Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But her, I'm stuck with. The other guys I can have an attitude about.
Yeah.
Is she conservative about what you do? Like, does she react to things?
She's very supportive.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How does that work?
What do you mean?
This blows him to his mind all the time. So your parents care for you.
They are. It's like, yeah. So, yeah. She's just like, yeah, you're doing great. Following your dreams.
Wow. Okay. It's nice. Good.
A longtime vegan, this is a new story, a longtime vegan reported her friends to cops because they tricked her into eating chicken nuggets after a night of drinking. The 24-year-old British woman's pals offered her the snack while she was hammered and claimed it was a plant-based alternative. But she later saw a video of the prank and reported her three ex-friends for, quote, food tampering.
First of all, great friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever are on the subway and you see like a small group of friends, three, maybe four people, and you hear them talking or you see their mannerisms and you're like, oh, I know which one is hated by everyone. And like, she doesn't know it or he doesn't know it, but it's like everything she says, they're like, uh-huh. Or I don't know, they're like responding to them different. You just want to like pull her aside and go, not worth it. Keep walking. Right. And I think that's that. But I think she has a case.
Would your dad share stories like this with you? A dumb call he had to show up at, or maybe something even violent? Or—
sure, yeah. He told me once time he had to, like, domestic disturbance call. So he, like, went in and, like, you know, there's always, you never really know what you're going to get on the other side of the door. And, yeah, we got a complaint, and it's just the husband and wife were just, like, really into, like, very kinky BDSM. So we're just, like, they were just having, like, a good time.
Oh, so the neighbors called.
Yeah.
Did he break down the door, or did they just open the door
with
a whip?
Just a very, like, embarrassing explanation.
And then he had to shoot them because there's a whip in somebody's hand?
Exactly.
Did he ever shoot somebody?
No, never got shot. Or never shot anybody.
Right. Is that a bummer for him?
I don't know. It's like a, you know, it's like an army guy who never killed somebody. Right? It's like, don't you, everybody, it's like the first question everybody asks.
Oh, really? We're such a bunch of weirdos. So crazy.
A Louisiana man was busted with meth and crack after cops pulled him over on his tricycle. The man, Chad Azeen, 29, was stopped for pedaling with no lights, and he took off running, leaving behind his adult-sized ride.
And they caught him?
Cops chased him down and charged him with felony drug possession.
That's a bummer.
That's good, though. They didn't add to it. Like, sometimes they're, like, leaving the scene, leaving your vehicle.
Yeah.
You know.
What a bummer.
He was driving a tricycle?
Yeah.
Huh.
All right, you just busted a guy in a tricycle. Fucking live your life. I don't know. It seems petty.
Maybe he could have talked his way out of it and say he just ran. Like, sir, is that a tricycle? Fuck you! It's like, well, I have to stop you. This could be a test.
Yeah, exactly.
This is probably the police officers.
You've gotten arrested, no?
I have gotten arrested, yeah.
But your dad's a cop. Did he make it easier?
No, it actually made it harder. I mean, we were in high school. I've been arrested in high school we got arrested for like making these like bombs.
Oh, like, boy.
They were like bottle rocket bombs, like, you know, like aluminum foil and Drano.
And it's very weird because you kind of fit the profile of
what's that?
Other things.
Of mayhem.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm that guy. Yeah.
Wait, you made bombs?
These are like, yeah.
And they
yeah.
caught you?
They did catch us, yeah.
How did they catch you? Well, we set them off.
While we were getting away, we crashed into a chain link fence, so...
Getting away from what?
The bomb.
There was a witness. So someone drove by, and we were skipping school, so we got in my buddy's dad's Chevy Blazer, and we just ran.
What were you doing with the bombs?
We just wanted to watch it explode, you know.
Did it explode before you ran?
My friends did, and mine just expanded and didn't explode.
Mm.
So when we got... So, yeah, so they actually had to... get the bomb squad there and then the fire department, and it cost a lot of money.
Are you just doing this on the street or in the mailbox?
This was like a parking lot in a community center.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck. You didn't get put on some like watch list or something because you're making bombs?
No. I mean, we got like.
Shouldn't you have?
Probably.
I don't know. They're making bombs. Sure. That's not a thing.
I think it's weird.
In our last episode, somebody tweeted suggestions about ICE and like Homeland Security was at his door. This guy's making bombs in the parking lot.
I mean, listen, I'm not proud of this. This is not a thing I, you know, condone. But, you know, I was 15 and I thought.
It was a different time.
It was a different time.
No, I mean, I get it. And I understand people like watching explosives. But because all the cops were there. Because you got caught and because it was a big deal, I would think they would put him on some sort of list.
So what? So you get arrested. What does your dad say?
I don't know. Probably a lot of expletives. Actually, no. It was more or less just like a lot of avoiding eye contact for like the next few months. Okay. Just like, how could you? You know.
But does he doesn't help you get out of a ticket or anything like this?
No, there was like this lawyer that we were supposed to get, and he didn't help us out at all. Right. And then we just eventually it got leaked to the press because my buddy's dad was a cop too, so it was just two you know sons of Baltimore City police officers on the front page of the newspaper.
Do you have the paper?
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. The first time my name's written up.
Shit, but that and they must have written your dad's name.
No, just they just said you know.
Huh. And you didn't get that, it didn't go past that. You didn't get jail time or anything.
I got like 8 hours community service.
All right, you got pretty lucky. Yeah. You're setting off bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
I think so. So he didn't necessarily, did he try to make a punishment bigger? He's not like working with the cops, like we got to teach this kid a lesson, right?
No. I think like, no. Mm-mm.
Okay.
I mean, this was like out of his jurisdiction. This was like, I was in like a suburb of Baltimore.
Yeah, he's not on the bomb squad, right?
No, unfortunately not.
Did you do 80 hours of community service?
I did, yeah.
In what? A dog shelter.
It was a dog shelter. It was a kill shelter, actually. That's where I got my start. No, it was like, what was it? It was Goodwill. Mm. Yeah.
What's that mean? Working in a Goodwill?
Or yeah.
Doing Goodwill? Goodwill, both. Figure it out.
Both. I was there, you know. Folding some clothes.
What's that like when you work at Goodwill and then you come and that's your punishment? Do you know what I mean? It's like being on Survivor and being like, what do these assholes eat? Rice? I'll eat it as a joke. Like, we live here. Yeah, well, I'm surviving here as a joke.
That's like Fear Factor. Eventually, they had to go to foods that people actually eat.
Right.
And they're like, here, eat this. And Americans are like, no, yeah. I'd rather lose $1 million.
Right, right, right.
And somebody in their home country is like, that's a fucking delicacy.
It's a cow trunk. It's huge. What are you?
Bitch.
Just wasting it. Hey, then you probably brag like, today's my last day. It's like, yeah, well, it's not my last day. This is my job. You son of a bitch. Let me mention this. Speaking of jobs, Figs, F-I-G-S, scrubs I'm talking about. It's one thing we can agree on. It's nurses, doctors, dentists, and people who work in medicine and healthcare. Well, they're pretty awesome.
I actually wear scrubs pants from Figs because my dentist was like, yeah, I noticed that she wore Figs.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you wear that? Because I'm like, oh, we do an ad for it. And she's like, yeah, they're just comfortable. So I got myself a pair. Let me tell you something.
Comfortable, right?
You look like you're wearing pants and like you have a good job. And they have all these pockets.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like really, it's like wearing cargo pants, but it's like, you're allowed to in public.
You're saying you're somebody on the subway. Meanwhile, you're wearing pajamas.
Yeah, absolutely.
All of us can think of a time when a medical professional helped us or a family member. These are amazing people.
I should have worn it to get my tumor out. See? That's so funny.
They would have tried harder. They wouldn't have said it was gas on the first visit. Shouldn't these amazing people wear scrubs that make them feel good? Well, we think so. All right? So drop them. I'm telling you, you know what it's like. The little bribery, right? You give donuts to a nurse. They take care of your loved one a little extra. Guess what? You throw a pair of comfortable scrubs. I think they'll be in love. How about that? Antimicrobial. Is that a word? Antimicrobial. Well, these guys go to school. They understand what that is.
Anti the bad thing.
Yes, it protects you from germs, bacteria. Ridiculously soft. Moisture wicking. I don't know what half this stuff is. That's why they go to school for 10 years. They got to find out what they're wearing. Well, anyway, it's great. So whether you're one of the awesome humans that work in healthcare or someone who wants to say thanks to these deserving folks, Figs is going to make that easy, providing you with 15% off your first purchase using code KATG. Okay, here's what you do. Go to wearfigs, W-E-A-R, figs, F-I-G-S.com, and enter the code KATG at checkout.
You really will be surprised. Like, I remember seeing people wearing scrubs and it looks very stiff.
Yeah.
They specifically made it different so that you can, I mean, it feels like you're wearing nothing, but you're being hugged. Look at this. So nice.
You got the pants, I got the shirt.
Nice.
That looks good.
Put it together, walk through a hospital and just be supported.
Look how soft that is, Ronnie.
That's very soft.
Huh?
It's a nice color, too.
Yes. Yeah. Sexy light blue. Yeah.
That is sexy light blue.
Yeah. I wear that when I go on dates. It's that or my Harvard shirt. The rest is up to them. Going back to Ronnie's Twitter, you can follow @Ron_Flem. One time my mom's boyfriend got drunk and hit on my girlfriend. So I got drunk and hit on his girlfriend. His mom. That really happened?
Yeah, it was very awkward.
I'd say so.
Yeah. It was a lot of like, you know...
I've had my dad, I would bring women over, and he can't stop saying how beautiful they are to them. And, and kind of little like crass comments, but it wasn't like you could almost justify it. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
You can be like, all right, you're an old man and you're just saying somebody's pretty. It's just, you know, it's the 10th time today. That's all. But yours is a little step further.
Yeah, it was like my girlfriend at the time was Asian, and it became like this weird kind of like, Korea. Like it was seemed like a kind of like especially strange in that way.
He's like, I don't call you a rug, right? you're beautiful to me. And then what? Do you have to have a sit down with them? Like, hey,
you're honestly, really? No, I kind of cowered it out. I just like pretend I wasn't there and kind of melted into the
What'd your girlfriend do?
Just like, yeah, thank you.
And what'd your mom do?
Same thing I did. We just melted in the chairs and pretend like it wasn't happening.
Are you both looking at each other like?
No, nope, we're avoiding eye contact.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was a weird game of Scrabble, that's for sure.
all his words are like, you know, hot, sexy. Ronnie writes, let's call wedding invitations what they really are. Financially devastating. Everybody thinks they can go on the vacation.
Oh, yeah. No, it's crazy. Yeah, no, totally.
What's the last big one you went to?
I guess was my mom's. That wasn't that big of a deal, but yeah, I've been.
You got to give her a gift, right? Did you give her a gift?
I didn't give her a gift actually. Okay. She asked me to do a speech like the day of, and I'm like, no, I can't come up with that off the top of my head, right. You know. And I just did nothing.
I can't think within one day how much I love you.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh shit! What? I should have said something. Oh no!
I would assume that you would have to say something at a wedding, no?
Yeah, I just didn't.
Mm. Did you do the mother-son dance?
No mother-son dance. I did walk her down the aisle, though.
Okay.
That's nice.
That's what I did. Yeah, that was my...
You did great.
Did you stare the guy down?
I was just like, you take care of her.
Not like my dad did.
Right.
Yeah.
You're dating now?
I'm dating now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long this person?
This person has been like 2 months.
2 months, okay. Yeah. She's seen the dogs?
No.
Okay. What do we wait for that? What date is that? What date is the dogs?
Wow, that's a big one. You know, I got to know it's for real when you meet the dogs.
Don't listen. So, you only go to her place?
Only go to her place, yeah.
How do you pull that off?
What do you mean?
Well, like, does she ask why there's hair all over your fucking clothes?
So, why do you keep asking me that? Yeah.
Like, you never go, let's go to my place.
I just prefer not to. It's like, it's hard for me to relax at my place.
But have you talked about it? Or you just, she's always like, come to my place?
She asked about it. She's like, can I come see the dog someday? I'm like, yes, someday.
Right. Because you know what it is too? Everybody thinks it's fun.
Exactly.
Until you're in the room and then it's depressing.
God. Okay. I went on a couple's retreat. I went on like a singles cruise once as a gag. It'd be funny to go on like this 2-hour thing. And we thought it would be a funny thing.
Wait, how is that funny?
Exactly. Okay. It's actually not a great story because everyone's like, that's the dumbest thing. But I was like, it's going to be hilarious. I'm going to go there.
In the back of your mind, weren't you like, this?
Yeah. It's a little bit pathetic in that way, too. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, this is going to be hilarious. And it's not. Sorry.
Everyone's on that boat going, this is hilarious, right? I'm here for someone else or for watching you people be idiots. Anyway, she's pretty.
Right.
Yeah.
But, so how'd it go?
It went terrible. It was just a bad move. Just like, oh, nobody likes me on this floor or this one. Well, where else do I go?
And how long's the cruise?
It's like 2 to 3 hours. It's a long time.
Okay.
And I'm trying to save money and like not get drunk, but it's like, what else am I going to do?
Where's it go? It just goes around the city
Around the city, yeah.
Okay.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful time to be alone.
See, I'm picturing those cruises like singles cruises are like 3 days, 5 days, and you got to keep running into everybody.
Oh my God. Oh. I cannot imagine.
Yeah. But that's really smart of the cruise line because you're so stuck there.
Yeah.
And it's not open bar. So now all you have to do, you can't even be like, you want to get out of here.
Right.
You have to buy drink for 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, nasty shit.
And that's not a long, like you really got to settle down for one person in 2 to 3 hours. Am I wrong? It's not speed dating necessarily.
It kind of is. It's like hurry up and find someone you're attracted to and make sure you're the first to beeline to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then if you strike out with that person after an hour, but you're all there. Like I
and assume. And those boats are small, right? So everybody sees when you make a move. And it's like, no, I met you first.
Mm-hmm.
But the breeze outside pushed me to the, I'm going to jump off now.
Was there something else to do? I feel like you should have like poker games or.
There was a dance floor. Sorry.
Nobody was dancing.
The only people dancing were the other rejected guys, and I was just like, I'm not associating with you, you know.
But this is what I was saying about how I can see a woman getting excited, like, oh, you live with dogs, let me visit. But then they're there, and they would be bummed out about it. I remember living for about a year in a hostel, and I didn't mind it. And after I'm there for a couple months, I feel like I'm the king of the hostel.
Yeah.
And if you want to change the channel, it was understood you went through me.
Right.
And they just redid the bathroom. Very exciting stuff. So I'm telling this girl I'm seeing about it. And she goes, oh, I'd love to see this place. And she seems like there's, you know, like, ooh, this guy runs a castle. She sees it dumped me the next day.
So she dumped you?
Yeah. She's like, oh, so they're bunk beds. Yeah, I mentioned that. Yeah, but I didn't know bunk beds.
Right.
Well, what could it have been?
Did she say that and then break up with you?
It was understood.
Yeah.
It was understood. It was the very next day. And there were not stars in her eyes that night.
Can we, for a split second, go, fair enough?
No, because don't act like it's so exciting, you know? And I fell for it. I'm like, it would be exciting for you to see this.
No. She dumped you because of the truth.
Yeah, but she was like, hey, this will be fun. I'm not embarrassed by the situation, and I'd like to see what's going on. Oh, it's exactly how you said. Right. 500 dogs. Goodbye.
I mean, you're being honest about it.
Yeah.
But it's also, yeah, like rose-colored glasses or whatever. It's like when you actually see what it is. Yeah, I totally understand. Yeah.
I'm like, I can use the fridge anytime I want.
Oh, and that's the staff. Goodness.
And that's the staff fridge.
I feel like we glossed over something. I think you said something about this before the show of your parents split. Something about a cruise? Because I just remembered with the boat thing.
Oh, that was like they went on a cruise with the other couple.
With the couple that your dad ended up with. But,
yeah.
But they hooked up during that cruise, your dad and
I don't think so. I think it was just a lot of like eyes and just sort of like, you know, laughing a lot at each other at the expense of the other two.
Oh, so everybody was friends ahead of time.
Yeah.
So this was like their best couple friend.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, they're going on. I can't imagine going on vacation with a group of people. Like two people that I'm like, ugh. I'd be afraid of that happening to me. I was like, I don't want you, you know, bonding with this guy.
Have you, when you're 25 or 24, do you hear the fights in the house about, and it was with our friends, you son of a bitch?
Nothing, no. I mean, we had, like, no, I nothing. There was one time that I went there when they were still living together, but they were like about to break up. Mm. But it was just like they were still like living together, not really talking to one another.
Yeah. Did you know at the time?
I knew at the time, yeah. Mm. And like my dad and I kind of like, we talked about it briefly, but it's like my dad and I, we talk in like a very kind of like avoiding eye contact, like saying something every like minute type of thing. So we'll have a conversation. It just lasts forever.
Could we think, maybe consider teaching little boys how to talk by... Because I feel like this is the experience of men, and then they want to link up with a woman who is more
emotionally intelligent.
Yeah, and they're like they just shut down. How do you do it now with a girl?
I'm decent. I went to therapy. I think that helped a lot. You know.
Did your dad have anything to say about going to therapy?
He doesn't know. He knows nothing about me. He never will.
And don't tell him.
Please don't. And please don't send him this.
And if you can just edit out that sentence. That'd really do me a solid.
Exactly. He thinks that I'm a carpenter, isn't he?
I can tell you more about bombs. What do you guys want? I can tell you more dog stories and fucking in hotels.
Yeah. Do you watch sports only to have something to do with him?
Yes.
Do guys always get together and face forward to see something?
Life is so easy. It's funny because it is that joke where, you know, my girlfriend will be like, oh, you saw Adam for 5 hours. What did you talk about? I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What, about?
Sure. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Seems okay.
Yeah, I remember seeing somebody, they were going through a divorce, and, you know, the person I was seeing was like, oh, how's he holding up? I'm like, come fine, on. For what? Yeah, the divorce.
Oh, right. I guess I should have asked him about that.
Didn't come up. I don't know.
He seemed fine. He was drinking the same amount. seems fine to me. He wasn't on the wagon. He wasn't chugging shots. He seems okay.
So, but you guys like doing that with your mate, I assume?
Say this again?
Like, you like doing it with your girlfriend? Like, talking about stuff? Or do you just have to?
No, I like talking. What does... Is this a trick?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Totally. I'm a solid listener.
All I do is listen. I'm such a good listener. She goes, well, what do you think? And I say to Kyle, I'm like, no, I'm still listening. Go ahead. Anything else? Whatever you like, you know. I'm reading a story. Tourists can now visit the control room of Chernobyl's Reactor 4, the scene of the world's worst nuclear disaster.
Why?
It's still highly radioactive, but visitors are required to wear protective gear and limit their visit to just 5 minutes. After I saw
happening?
The HBO show. There's not much to look at. You're looking at the walls are all, you know, acid out, and you're just like, I believe it. but it's still highly radioactive. Visitors are required to wear protective gear, limit their visit to 5 minutes. Afterward, they're required to undergo tests to measure the amount of radiation they are exposed to. Yes, but the test doesn't solve anything.
Right.
They go, here's the news. Hilarious. You got it. Okay, the end.
Why is this happening?
Everyone is bored.
Wow. Yes, true. Yeah.
You run out of date night ideas.
Yeah. I just got a new email from Netflix. There's 17 more shows. Why is everyone so bored? Get VIP from Keith and the Girl. We have tons of shows. Don't be going to nuclear reactors.
What's something like that run you?
It's free.
It's free.
No. I don't know. Yeah, that's the kicker. You got to pay.
Yeah.
You pay them.
It's like people that really want like the Elephant Man's bones, you know? Just like you just really want to be, you want a completist.
Right.
You know?
But you don't have to live underground where the bones were for a day. Exactly. You know? Exactly. Mm-mm. So do I have radiation? No. Phew. Worth it.
Wow.
Are there like Ebola villages we could visit also?
There must be.
Leper colonies still around?
See, but leprechauns, that's nice.
Huh?
Oh, leprosy. I see. I'm thinking nicer things.
You know a leprechaun colony?
No.
I'm the guy to do us on that radiation the other day. Ronnie, you can follow online, Twitter and Instagram, @Ron_Flem, F-L-E-M. And the website is ronniefleming.com.
That's right. I got it.
And I'll tell you what, you're a good guy. I like
Thanks,
you.
Man, I mean,
I don't live with you or the dogs, but I like meeting you and I think you're all right.
I think you're right too.
Now, but how come this girl isn't all right? Well, the way I say, hey, it's been, how's it going with this girl now? And you're like, she's a girl. And what's missing here? And then is it rude that you keep it going?
Oh, is it rude that I keep it going? No, I think she wants it to be the way it is.
Oh, okay.
So she's keeping it casual. I was like pretty wait. I was like, all right, let's do it. I want to, you know.
I want to what?
Be your boyfriend or whatever. Right. But then it's like she put up the kabosh pretty quickly.
Is that funny at 30-some years old and going like, I want to be your boyfriend. But how about we just fuck and stuff?
It does feel very silly.
Just say it. Then what's the matter? Say it. It doesn't even matter. Boyfriend, girlfriend, that's us for sure.
By the way, going back a second, Colby's writing it again on YouTube Live. As a therapist, I was told in school to sit next to male clients rather than facing them because they will not talk otherwise.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or like a chair facing in the same direction as them.
Yeah.
Fucking yikes, man.
Well, my youngest stepson.
Oh boy.
13. He's having a boyfriend girlfriend situation.
Sure.
But we see it because we see the text on his phone. But you can tell that they never talk in person. Only text.
How do you tell that?
Because they said, oh, we haven't talked yet. But are you my girlfriend? Yes, I'm your boyfriend. Their boyfriend, girlfriend.
My goodness.
Like, it's Saturday. I'm going to see you on Tuesday. What should we talk about? Send.
Oh my God, seriously?
She's like, I don't know. He goes, all right, we'll see what we come up with.
Yeah.
That's okay. Cute though.
Yeah, but when you're kids, you make dumb lies for no reason. So she'll be like, all right, I have to go. I have volleyball practice. And he writes back, oh, I have wrestling.
Amazing.
He doesn't take wrestling.
Oh my God.
So she's doing some, so he has to be busy too.
Oh, I get it.
And then I know that he showed friends a picture of like easily 25-year-old woman like leaning on a fence out, some Instagram picture, you know, tits out. And he's like, hey, here's my girlfriend that I'm seeing.
No.
It's like, well, don't make up these weird lies because I could get back to this other girl.
What the fuck? Wait, so
kids are just weird liars.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. We're just like, okay, what you do.
So wait, he's telling his friends that his girlfriend is this, the Instagram woman?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's the word.
But what his friends respond?
They're kids too. They're like, oh, looks older. And he goes, yeah, it looks like she's 16, right? Nope, just 12, 13 like me.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah.
I think these two are going to work out.
It's almost like having a dog. Seeing these young relations. You know, when you're so young, being in a relationship. Meaning, if you buy a dog for yourself or for your family, or get a dog, a rescue dog, you know the dog's going to die in your lifetime. Like you're getting a dog, knowing there's going to be heartbreak. You know, I know.
Right.
That Benny's not going to end up with this woman.
Of course.
Yeah.
So you just wait it out. Like, mom, it's my boyfriend, girlfriend. You're like, ooh, this will be sad soon.
Yeah.
Totally.
There's got to be a lot of those sad moments.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, this guy's the greatest. It's like, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you do? Do you like emotionally disconnect from it. You're just like, I'm not going to get invested in it, or like,
what am I going to do?
Take it super serious.
Yeah, I guess that was a dumb question.
All right, everybody, spread the word. That's how this show keeps going. We appreciate it. Keepandthegirl.com.